a time, and is she in North Carolina? They moved to North Carolina, but God has started using her in the prophetic. And I tell you, it was a sharp, good, sound word resonated in my spirit. We started a message or a series entitled Purpose Driven, and today we're going to take a look at, I'm going to say part two, because I'm going to give you the same that I gave pretty much the first service on the prophetic standard. The prophetic standard. Amen. Our standard as children of God should be a standard of excellence. Praise God. So we're looking at purpose driven, and the message today is the prophetic standard. God always needs a man. When I say man, that includes a woman too, or one of the other. He needs a man or a woman that will take a stand. We read down through history, biblical history, that whenever there was a move of God that changed a nation, he had someone standing against all odds. That's why we just read in Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. And the tongue that rises against you is going to fall into judgment and condemnation. God's not going to let it prosper. Tell someone, God's got my back. Do you believe that? Well, if you earnestly believe that, you can enter that place he calls faith rest. Sometimes I would that people could see from the perspective of a pastor or a leader and all the concerns of each soul and every situation and the things that war against it, just to get a glimpse. If you tried to figure out everything or focused on everything, you wouldn't last long at all. I guarantee you. But, you know, that's why God anoints people. That's what his anointing is for. He anoints you to be able to carry what you need to carry and to discard what you need to discard, because it's the anointing that destroys the yokes. Amen. It's the anointing on your life that destroys the yoke. A yoke is what they put on an oxen to pull the plow. And sometimes people are pulling yokes they ought not to. Jesus said he has a yoke, but his yoke is easy. Why is everything so hard? Why is everything a fight, a struggle? Tell someone, wrong yoke. So use your anointing to destroy that yoke. Hello? I see I'm about to preach today. I want to take my towel off. And thought I could look a little like a preacher this morning. And I got to come out my tie now, y'all. I tell y'all. But anyway, the prophetic standard, not the pathetic standard, but the prophetic standard. Now, we started in the book of Esther on Wednesday night. For those that may have not been able to come on Wednesday night, follow along with the CD. You know, the sister that prophesied to me, and again, I know accurate prophecy when I hear it and feel it, and since I know, and I know when somebody's just saying something kind, and I appreciate that too. It was very, very accurate. But you know, she said something to me that really blessed me, because she was here with us a number of years. And she was like some of y'all. She said, while I was here, I wouldn't receive all that you were teaching. She said, but now I see. Amen. Now I see. I've been away. God's put this thing on me. Now I see it clearly. Amen. And see, that's why it's so challenging sometimes to get things to you, because sometimes we can get spoiled. Amen. You don't know. Travel some. Amen. Travel some and see some of the tables that are prepared before people. Amen. And the junk, the junk food, where there's no challenge, just pay your tithes. Amen. You let your boyfriend, y'all sleeping around and all of that. Just pay your tithes. God don't care. That's a lot of places. That's a lot of junk. And at the end of the day, it's not even about that. It's about when you stand before the Lord. That's what it's really about. Tell somebody the picture's bigger than you. If we can begin to understand that what you carry is not just for you, and it's not about you, that anointing isn't yours anyway. It's God's anointing. And he chose you as a vessel. Remember Saul disobeyed God, and Samuel told him. He said, God's not a man that he'll lie. The kingdom is rent from you. God has taken the kingdom from you. He's found somebody better than you. I dread ever hearing that. God said, no, you didn't handle it properly. I'm giving it to somebody else. I don't want to hear that. Remember David prayed and said, Lord, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. And I'm not saying that God's going to discard you, but you know, when you don't handle things properly or you're not committed to stuff, God has an economy. He got other people that will take care of business, that will do right by him. Just like Saul was told by Samuel, God's got a king. You act like this, God's got somebody waiting in the balance already. He's feeding the sheep right now. Nobody thinking a king, but God got him already. Knows his heart. So tell somebody, don't lose out. Don't let a sense of entitlement come on you. Well, you think you all that. That always cancels out stuff with God on us. He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Amen? So we're looking at purpose-driven. And let me go over this a little bit, so just to bring you up to snuff. We're in the book of Esther, and I love this story. It's more than a story, it's word. And interesting enough, the entire book of Esther, you hear not one time the word God. Not one time, but it's all about God. It's about God's sovereignty. It's about God's preserving his people. Say amen, lights. Esther, the book of Esther, her name was Hadassah, but they changed it to Esther, just like they tried to change the name of the Hebrews in Daniel. They gave them names of their gods. But I want to say to some of you in the marketplace, sometimes in the marketplace, you wear a Gentile garment. Joseph wore a Gentile garment, but he was there to preserve God's people. Amen. Hello. Amen. He was sent before the people of God, so he wore a Gentile garment, but he never broke the laws of his God that were in his heart. Amen. What he took down into Egypt was what he brought from his father's house. Amen. He did not compromise. See, God needs someone that's not going to compromise. Amen. Tell someone he needs you not to compromise. He needs you not to compromise. Yeah, sometimes it costs you. Sometimes you have to, amen. Sometimes you're persecuted. You're talked about. Sometimes people walk away from you. Well, they walked away from Jesus too. They persecuted Jesus too. But greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. We always triumph. Amen. Amen. And at the end of the day, on your deathbed or before you go home to be with the Lord, it ain't going to be how many numbers of people followed you or how much money you had in the bank. Amen. It's going to be whether you did the will of God or not. Amen. Is God pleased? Did you finish your race? Did you complete your course? Is it well with your soul? Hello. Amen. So, Hadassah, Esther, Mordecai, her uncle. I gave five things, I'm going to go over them briefly again, that I believe God was downloading, that God said he's going to release, that God's going to do through the Spirit. I was sensing this because there's a prophetic river flowing in Ezra chapter 5, verse 2, and chapter 6, verse 14, the prophets were with the builders. They were helping them. In Ezra chapter 6, verse 14, it says, and they prospered through the prophesying. The prophets were helping how? Not with a trowel and hammer and nail. They were helping by prophesying. That's why it's so important, so vital to carry a prophetic voice. Now, let me bring it a little closer home. In Revelation 19, and I believe verse 10, it says in the latter part of that verse that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. How many have a testimony of Jesus? Raise your hand if you have a testimony of Jesus. You can testify. I'm a witness. He's a savior. That means I got a testimony. Well, the testimony of Jesus means that I carry the spirit of prophecy. When we are born again, understand something here. The spirit that you carry is the same spirit that raised him from the dead. I said the spirit that is on the inside of your temple is the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Let's take it a little bit back farther. It's the same spirit that was brooding over the face of the waters. When God spoke, it created. Somebody say the same spirit. Come on, say it again. The same spirit. It ain't a spirit, it's the spirit. That don't register in some. It will one day. It's the same spirit. The same spirit. Not another spirit. Now your mind might have to be renewed. But see, you have the witness. You have the testimony. You've been saved. It's there. And it's not just a little piece of the pie. It's the Holy Spirit. Third person of the triune God dwelling in temples. He dwells. And here we sometimes put him on lock.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.